welcome to another episode of Governed by God, a biblical look at law, civics, and government. Thank you for tuning in today. My name is Eric Leupold, and today I'm not going to have a law of the day, but the topic is related to last week's topic of public education. And so this week I had the opportunity to interview a high school student in a local high school here in Bucks County. He attends Penridge High School. But for his sake, I wanted to keep his name out of it as he is still a minor. But he has a lot of interesting stories and a Christian perspective. And so I wanted to bring him on the show to share what he has seen and learned and experienced at the public school. And I hope that you, the listener, will think carefully about what he has to say. And if you have kids in the public schools, consider perhaps his own experience and whether or not your student should remain in those schools. That's a decision between you and your child and God. All right, without further ado, my interview with a local public high school student. Welcome.
Thank
to
you.
Our discussion here today. From what I understand, you are a junior in high school right now. For Penridge.
That's right.
Is that correct?
Okay. Penridge, yep.
Awesome. And you're currently doing the online cyber school?
Yeah, ever since COVID, I've been doing the whole cyber program.
Okay. So you were in person in middle school?
That's right, yeah. All the way up until ninth.
Okay.
And that's where high school starts for us.
Okay. 9th through 12th is your high school at Penridge?
That's right. Those 4 years, yeah.
Okay, cool. So I brought you on because I wanted to hear some stories that you might have about basically the issue of, you know, it's transgenderism.
Right.
It's also animal stuff. just the weird things, the issue of identity.
Right.
That's going on in the public school system amongst kids.
Right.
You know? So I don't know really where you want to begin. If you want to begin in middle school, if you have a story that you want to share, maybe your first encounter with this, you know, the strange stuff that's going on there.
Sure.
Whatever, you know, where would you like to begin with that?
Well, actually, it would start at middle school.
Okay.
Even in sixth grade, when I first started middle school, it was pretty apparent that there was a difference. You know, everybody was like, oh, well, maybe I identify as this or this. Or,
okay.
I don't remember much of the animal furry stuff in middle school, but it was more present in high school for that. But in terms of how people identify sexually, that was a big thing in middle school. I just remember as soon as sixth grade hit, there was definitely a change. People would, you know, they would make it a big deal. Their pronouns, anything like that, and it would just pretty be rampant, you know. And teachers, they didn't have much of a say in like what kids could do. They would have to like identify. They would have to call them what they, you know, wanted to be called, you know.
Well, I guess I wonder, I imagine there's three responses that a teacher could have.
Right.
One might be to kind of suppress or neglect or reject that. Like if someone says, I identify as so-and-so, this is my pronoun, and the teacher could be like, no,
right.
I'm not going to do that. Or the teacher could be the other extreme and say, I fully support you, I encourage you, I'm going to help you out there. Or maybe another teacher just kind of like, the third response would be, I'm not going to say anything about it. I'm just going to just ignore it, pretend it doesn't really exist. I'm not going to affirm or deny it. Did you see all three of those responses by chance?
I never saw a teacher outright say, we're not going to tolerate that. Or
okay.
Even like say, oh, you know, I'll call you what I want to call you. It was always typically just a, that's perfect. Like almost encouraging, like
okay.
Your sense of identity holds superiority over that, you know?
Okay.
There were some teachers that would kind of like try to be quiet about it, like, oh, okay, you know, and they wouldn't address it again.
Yeah.
But for the majority, teachers would just – they would go along with it, I would say.
Okay. And they would use the person's pronoun that the person wanted them to use?
Yeah, either that or they just wouldn't address them by a pronoun. They would just call them by their names. But I never saw a teacher go against it unless it was an accident. I did see teachers mess up, like – you know, somebody
accidental mess up,
like somebody wanted to be called a girl, right? Mm-hmm. And they would accidentally call them a boy. And then
what would happen then?
Most times the student would correct them. So it would be the student correcting the teacher.
Would this happen publicly? Like
yep.
in front of other students?
In front of the other students, yeah.
What have you heard a student like that say? They would just
I remember one specific time in English class, my teacher called upon a guy who wanted to be called a girl, right?
Okay.
And they were like, actually, I go by these pronouns. Like, they objectively just said, I go by these pronouns. And the teacher was like, my mistake, and, like, corrected themselves.
Oh, okay. That's
right. Good. Yeah.
Well, what about other students not using the pronouns that a student would want? So you have a potential of a conflict there.
Yeah.
Would that happen? And then would the teacher get involved?
Yes, I can actually. Yes.
Okay.
I remember one time. Specifically, if it was a student that got pronouns wrong, typically it was on purpose.
Okay.
It typically wasn't an accident. If it was an accident, same thing with the teachers. They'd be like, oh, my mistake. Sorry. You know.
Okay.
It would be a little more casual, of course, because it's a student-student relationship.
Yes.
But yeah, if it was a student that was like had a disagreement maybe, you know, different morally, which didn't usually happen. Most of the people there were pretty like, you know, we'll call you whatever you want to be called, you know?
Okay.
But I remember one time where there was one student, it was my friend. He was like, you know, I'm not going to call somebody else that. And it was a whole big thing. The girl who was being called a girl and wanted to be addressed as a male, mm-hmm, was upset and went to the teacher.
Okay.
And I remember, supposedly my buddy said that the teacher was like, well, you know, you have to respect his decision to be called what he wants to be called.
Okay.
And
that was a private conversation?
That was a private conversation.
But you come to find out about it afterwards, because was this your friend?
It was my friend that had the disagreement. That's
okay.
Right.
And was called into the teachers?
Yep, it was called in during 11th period. That's our free period.
Okay, so 11th period, because I don't understand.
That's okay.
Yeah,
that was our free period. So they were called in during 11th. It was a private conversation, and the teacher essentially said, like, you need to call them what they want to be called.
Okay. Did your friend comply with that or decide not to comply with that instruction?
They told the teacher, like, okay, sure, whatever. And I think for the most part they did. They were just like, whatever. It's less of a hassle for me to, like, just whatever. I'll just call you what you want to be called.
Okay.
As opposed to go against what they want, you know, and then do this whole argument again, you know?
Oh, I see what you're saying. Right. Okay. Okay. Hmm. And this is – remind me again. This is high school or middle school?
That was middle school specifically.
That was middle school that this was happening.
Yes, that's right.
Okay. Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Would you say that it was – I can't say prevalent because it's hard to know how, like, percentages of
right.
people that are doing this. Does it seem like it was a lot of people? Did it seem like it was a small amount of people, just like a clique, a small group of people? Or was it like an expanding number of people? It became more popular to change your identity?
That's a good question. In middle school specifically, it was pretty big. If somebody didn't identify as, like, you know, gay or trans or any of that, they would at least support others doing it. The term was ally. They would be an ally.
Sorry. Allies. Yes, I've heard that term.
So definitely it was very prevalent. If anybody was to suggest that you are not what you want to be called,
uh-huh,
you would be the oddball.
Okay.
So anybody who kind of went against the norm of society was definitely shunned in that sense, because it was not popular to go against what people wanted to be called.
Were you shunned?
Yes. Yeah.
Do you want to give a story or an example of how you might have been shunned and what led up to that shunning?
Yeah. People knew I was a Christian ever since elementary school. And so I remember I had one friend specifically. He was a good buddy of mine. And we haven't talked much recently, but we used to just play video games after school. We used to sit together at lunch, and it was great. All of a sudden, he said that he no longer wanted to be called he, right? He wanted to be called they.
Okay.
I was like, okay. but I've been calling you he for so long, you know, and then you since elementary school. And he was like, well, you have to respect my decision. And I was like, well, maybe we should give it some more thought. All right. How about we just go along with what we've usually been doing? And he was like, no, you have to call me what I want to be called. And I was like, well, you know, I don't want this to affect our relationship. Let's just keep it, like, casual, you know? I remember saying that. Like, it was a young age, but I remember I was like, let's just be chill, I think was the word I used. And he was not into that. He was like, nope, we're not going to do that. We're not going to talk anymore. And then he got a couple buddies against me. They were just like, no, you're not going to do that. You're not sitting here anymore. And I was like, whatever. So I left.
So you stopped sitting at that table?
Yeah, I didn't want to make it an issue at that point. Like, they knew how I felt. I knew how he felt.
Yeah.
And it was pretty straightforward from that
point. So no more video games with him.
No more video games with him. I had to find some new buddies to game with.
Some new buddies.
Yeah.
Did a teacher ever shun or chastise you for anything?
Me personally? About identity?
Yeah.
Not really. Only because I would try to stay away from the teachers in terms of that. If it had to do anything with political correctness, I didn't want to get involved with the teachers. It's interesting because the teachers, there was a clear, like, separation. There were some teachers that were really on board with it, and there were other teachers who just didn't want to be a part of it. I didn't see any teachers that were against it.
Yeah, they weren't, like, vocally against it.
Vocally against it. But there were those who clearly, like, how about you – actually, that's a good one. I remember in seventh grade there was a teacher who said, how about you deal with it yourselves? So he didn't want to be involved with it.
Like he was talking to students that were having a disagreement
about
this.
That's right. He was like, you guys should learn. It's good skill to have, you know, to figure it out between yourselves.
Interesting. Okay. All right. Well, at least there are some of those.
There are some of those.
Yeah.
That was a while ago, but yeah.
Did you see a lot of did a lot of teachers, you know, have rainbow flags or stickers or things like that to show themselves as allies?
Not in middle school, but in high school, yes.
Okay.
Certainly. Almost on every single door.
Really?
Oh my goodness. Yeah. Every single door. There are posters in the high school, you know, diversity, gay alliance, just stuff like that. It's very, very big in the high school. Posters everywhere.
Okay.
Every door. It's like a rainbow triangle. It says a safe space on it. And it has the black and the brown in there for race as well.
Oh, okay. Okay. Now, even though you were doing online mm-hmm. in high school, you went there fairly often for other things?
That's right. I would go there for after-school activities.
Okay.
I'm in band, so I would go there to play trumpet. You can't really do trumpet online, you know what I mean?
That would be kind of impossible. Well, yeah, not impossible, but it'd be kind of weird.
It'd be a little weird. I would go for band, and I did have to go once for Keystones.
I'm not sure what Keystone is.
Standardized testing.
Oh, the testing.
Every state has, you know, their standardized testing. They have to do it. It's a graduation requirement, so I had to go for that.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I got you. Is that like every year, every 2 years or something like that?
It depends what math you were in, but I have to do it twice.
Okay.
Because somebody who was in one math below would have to do it three times for algebra, which I did that in middle school.
Oh, okay.
So I only had to go to the high school twice. I have to go again in December.
Okay.
For like an actual day of like testing.
Because you're still doing the online, the cyber.
Yeah.
Or online.
Through Penridge. Yeah. Through Penridge.
Okay.
That's right.
I got you. Even though they're back open again and.
Yep.
And you could go back in person if you really, really wanted to.
If I really wanted to, I totally could. and it was a whole thing. I remember they were like, you can go back now. You know, COVID's over. And I was like, well, I think I'll stay home. Yeah.
Okay. Well, all right. So you saw a lot of support. On the classroom doors or the walls of teachers that are supporting the transgender
yes.
or LGBTQ cultural phenomenon.
Yeah.
There. Okay. Now, you've told me outside of this podcast, and maybe jokingly, about some of the other issues involving kids identifying as animals or non-humans. Now, how is it less prevalent or equally prevalent to the changing of your pronouns, like I identify as different gender? Is the issue of identifying as a different species, is that kind of on par numerically mm-hmm. with identifying as different gender, or is it more of a gimmick, a joke, a funny thing?
It's definitely less popular.
Okay.
Yeah, identifying as a different gender is vastly more popular than identifying as an animal.
I'm sorry.
It's funny.
I'm sorry. It's hard not to laugh when I talk about this.
I know.
But I just remember when I was in high school, mm-hmm. and this was 20 plus years ago.
Okay.
There was neither.
Like, right.
There may have been people that were homosexual,
mm-hmm.
but they did not come out publicly about that. And maybe, you know, maybe it was questionable. Maybe people could tell mm-hmm. based on the way they behaved. But that was not something that they celebrated, and there was definitely no issue or debate over pronouns.
Right.
And certainly there was no even hint of people identifying as an animal or playing as an animal in such a way.
That's so wild to me, honestly.
It's wild to you?
That is wild.
That used to be the case? And I was in public school.
Yeah,
a big one.
That's insane. I can't imagine how that would be the case, you know, just
okay.
I mean, especially 20 years isn't that long ago.
I'm not that old.
Right. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. but no, it wasn't that long ago, and things have changed like drastically.
Okay.
I mean,
so yeah. what are some stories that you have regarding the species changing thing?
I definitely saw it. I remember I was there for an after school rehearsal. And I was in like the middle of the building. We call it the Audion, where it's you can just go there to study, you know, and it has like comfortable chairs. And I remember I was there and I saw somebody on a leash, and I was like, "What is that?" You know.
Wait, what do you mean they're on a leash?
So there was one person holding like a leash around another person's neck, like on a collar.
Like they had a collar.
Like they had a collar. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And was there other kind of was their outfit or appearance also different in other ways?
Yeah, it was different. It was
or was it just a collar and a leash?
There was definitely more of an outfit. They weren't like dressing up as an animal. They looked like a person, but they were being walked, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah.
Would they walk on two legs or four?
Four. They would be on their hands.
You're joking.
Not even kidding. I promise you.
So, and they're being walked by somebody?
Yeah, there was another person walking them.
Okay. And what were they doing aside from just walking?
Like,
were there noises involved or anything?
I didn't hear any noises. I just saw the collar and the chain around the neck.
Okay. Okay. And then you just didn't look. You were done after that. You're like, okay, whatever.
I looked and I was just like, you don't see that every day. And then I moved on. Yeah.
Are there any other interesting stories that you might have seen there?
In terms of the animals, just barking. I know.
What
kids,
do you mean barking?
Like kids will bark
in the hallway.
Yeah,
but is it like a joke?
I know some people do it as a joke.
Okay.
So there's definitely some like, you know, this is kind of weird. You know, as opposed to the whole LGBTQ thing, there's definitely some this is kind of weird. But I saw it seriously once or twice. Yeah, that's definitely more common than I see the walking. I only saw that
one. You just
one.
See a person in the hallway, they're just barking.
Yeah, just acting like an animal.
What's the context surrounding this barking? Like, what's going on that's leading them to do that? Is there, like, a fight, or is there, like...
I don't know. They're just doing it at other students.
Okay.
It's just weird.
Okay. What about other animal noises besides barking?
Pretty much just barking, honestly.
No one purrs or meows like a cat?
I didn't hear any purrs or meows. I know, like, dolphin, like, squeaks. None of, you know...
Dolphin squeaks?
Yeah, no. I just as an example of another animal.
Oh, okay.
Like, but I definitely hear the barking. You know what I mean?
So they're picking the dog.
Yeah.
I'm not sure why they pick a dog over something else.
I don't know. That's interesting that they would choose a dog.
Yeah. Okay. Well, all right. What about the rumor of litter boxes in the bathroom?
I cannot speak to that. I've never seen it.
Okay.
I've never seen the litter boxes in the bathroom.
Okay. Well, yeah. That's interesting. That's
yeah.
Good.
That's yeah. I'm very happy about that. I like to keep the bathroom just where it is. Yeah.
Are there any other stories of you know, maybe during the classroom period or after school where someone is acting clearly like an animal?
Well, I can tell you I've seen it at the football games because I play in the band, right? So I have to play for the football games. I've definitely seen kids acting like animals at the football games.
Well, do you have like a mascot that's an animal?
Yeah, but they're not trying to do that. They're just,
what's your mascot of your school?
A ram.
So does anyone dress up as a sheep or
no.
as a ram?
No, nobody does that, really.
No baaing or whatever
no,
the animal does? Okay. So what are they doing? What are you seeing?
They're just acting like it's weird. I don't know. I'm trying to – it's hard to, like, fathom almost. They're just acting like the dog. It's almost like they're, you know, very young and, like, pretending, you know?
Uh-huh.
They're just acting like it, and I guess they get something out of it, you know?
Are they middle school age or high school
age? High school age.
High school age.
I've seen it older than me. I've seen it younger than me.
But they're not wearing, like, whiskers or, you know.
I have seen the whiskers.
You've seen whiskers?
I've seen whiskers and ears.
Okay. And this is a football game?
Yeah.
Or other places?
It was a football game. The one I'm thinking of.
The one you're thinking of.
I've seen whiskers and ears. I've only seen a full-on costume once.
What was the context of that?
Last year, they were in a fursuit. They were in a furry suit.
But where? At a football game?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
It was a football game.
It's a football game.
Yeah, that was... That
not
was,
as a ram.
No, not as a ram. They're like neon colored. I looked like... It looked like blue or something.
Okay. Well, that's...
you can't say much to that.
You can't say much to that, dude.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's... Well... I guess, you know, it could be worse, I suppose.
Yeah.
But I find that interesting that someone was being walked.
Yeah, someone was being walked. That was definitely what I saw.
That's probably the most explicit and on school grounds.
Yeah.
You know.
I've seen more on social media. I see it happen, like, all the time on social media, to be honest. Like, this is what's happening at Penridge. Like, people will record it and they'll post it.
Oh, okay. Oh, like on YouTube or something? Or
Instagram.
Snapchat.
Snapchat.
Lot.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, you know. I have Instagram. I don't really use it very much. But I don't have Snapchat, but I'm familiar with it. Do you use those both fairly often?
I do it, yeah.
Okay.
I'll see. Typically not to see the furry stuff, but sometimes friends will post it. They'll just be like, this is a thing.
Yeah.
But
when you're on the online schooling, are you like on a Zoom call where you see other people like today?
Yeah. So no, it's never on a Zoom call. It's all self-paced. So the teachers aren't even the ones teaching me.
Oh, I gotcha.
It's more reading and pre-recorded lectures.
Okay. But back during COVID, when
that
class,
was Zoom.
That
was Zoom. Yeah.
And were people acting or dressing up weird on those Zoom calls?
I didn't see anybody acting or dressing up weird on that.
Because you have to have the camera on, I believe.
You do, yeah. People tried to find ways around that. But they would put pronouns in their names, though. I can tell you that. Like, on the Zoom call.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Because you have to put down your name.
Yeah, you definitely have to put down your name. And then people would put you like...
So in your case, you just put down your name.
In my case, I just put down my name. But in somebody else's case, they would put down their name and then, you know... She, her, or he, them, or something.
Well, would people going back, I guess, to the transgender thing? Would people make fun of it and put down silly pronouns like His Majesty or Her Empress or something, just to make it fun, to make it funny and joke? Do you remember seeing that?
I never saw any jokes about it.
Okay,
it was always considered serious.
Okay, it was considered serious. Mm-hmm. Okay, so if you're doing the pronoun thing, it's because you really believe it, or you are an ally.
That's right.
To that. Concept or to the situation. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, what about like as far as educational material, like in the English class? I mean, I know I listened to some of the school board meetings, in my case, Central Bucks, where our school district is. And they're talking about books in the school library and books that are being promoted that have very inappropriate material in them. Do you have any examples or in your studies at the school, both middle school or high school, some of the weird, inappropriate books?
Yes, I do. I'll give you one from high school
because
that seemed to be more prevalent. I was there with my friend and we were in the library.
Okay.
And it was actually for laptop pickup. You have to pick up your laptop at the beginning of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And so we went to pick up our laptop and they decided to host it in the library.
Picking up the laptop.
That's right.
They host that. Okay.
Yeah. So we went to the library and they were like, I just a lot of books about self-identity and like being a, you know, transgender, gay, stuff like that.
And are these books on display publicly?
That's right. Yeah.
They're not like tucked away in a corner.
Not tucked away.
That you have to go find them. They are
advertised.
They're advertised.
There you go. Yeah.
Is what you would say.
That's what I would say. They were, I mean, they were right up front and, you know, facing towards you.
Okay.
So.
Interesting.
Yeah.
What about any books assigned by teachers?
Assigned by teachers. I couldn't say anything about those. No. Pretty much the only books that you'd really be assigned would be from like your English class.
And yes.
They're doing the same books that they've always done, you know.
Like To Kill a Mockingbird.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
Something like that. They're doing Animal Farm, you know.
Well, that's interesting. They're doing Animal Farm.
Yep, they did Animal Farm.
Furries there, and
yep,
good to go.
A little bit ironic, but yeah, no, they would do that. I never saw any books assigned by teachers that were like, oh, you know, promoting something specifically political.
Okay.
Yeah.
Or even in class discussions.
That's right.
Would you get some kind of feeling of the teachers socio-political views from the class discussion? Or from...
Absolutely, yes.
You would?
Yes, I would get that.
Would you get that in a lot of different classes, like even a non-political class like math? Or would you get that in pretty much just like the social studies class?
I would say every class except for math.
Except for math. Math was the only one that was non-political.
That's correct. Yeah.
Interesting. So what are some examples?
Well, you know, teachers love to do discussions. They'll always try to have the class participating in something. And sometimes there's debates. I remember in my brother's case, they had a debate about abortion.
Interesting. What class was this?
I couldn't tell you, but I remember he had to make an assignment. It was like a presentation on his views on abortion.
Mm-hmm.
And he had to go right up against a girl who had opposing views mm-hmm. on abortion, right?
Mm-hmm.
In my case, I do remember that there were discussions, and I'm talking mainly towards middle school, that the teacher would specifically be like, well, you know, this is how I believe, and this is almost right. It was almost taught as fact.
Mm-hmm.
In the science classes, they would also do that kind of with the – even with self-identity, because, you know, when you get into transgenderism, you're also getting into the medical stuff, you know.
Well, yeah. How does that work in the whole biology science class where, it you know, XX chromosome, XY chromosome, there's two genders? I mean, how did they square that circle?
Actually, it's funny that you mentioned that. I'm thinking back now, but I do remember because we were on Zoom for ninth grade biology, mm-hmm. and that's when I took it is ninth grade. And I remember we were talking about XX and XY chromosomes, and the teacher was like, "These are just like I remember." She specifically said, "You know, this is just for your like you don't have to identify with what these chromosomes say. This is just how scientists perceive it in like animals or even humans. But this is just how we like you know categorize." People like biologically you don't have to identify to that at all.
It's kind of like this is an arbitrary thing.
There you go. It's arbitrary is the perfect word to describe it. That's how it was portrayed to us.
And I imagine because they were doing this when I was in school, they're still pushing the evolutionary theory.
Oh my goodness, yeah, they're teaching it as fact.
Okay.
Yeah for sure.
I mean, I don't even when I was in school, I don't think they even tried teaching about creationism, although maybe they may have mentioned that there were other views, but do they even talk about intelligent design or anything like that at all? It's just pure evolution.
Pure evolution.
Okay. Okay.
No different ideas.
Are there any other examples of classes that they were pushing a particular viewpoint in a class that doesn't really make sense?
I can't – I actually have one story. It wasn't about myself though.
Okay.
So you can take it with a grain of salt.
Sure.
But I was told there was just recently on our school board, they passed something where no teacher is allowed to have any political like flag or emblem in their classroom.
Sure.
And that included crosses, pride flags, anything, you know. And teachers weren't happy about that.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't like that they were being stripped of their, you know, the way they express themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And so actually they kind of stirred the kids up is what it seemed like. My friend, she was in class and it was during a discussion. The teacher asked like, "So what do you all think of this? What do you think? Do you think that's fair to us?"
Mm-hmm.
And the kids were like, "Oh, that's horrible. You know, why are they getting rid of..." Of course, they targeted at pride. It was like...
No rainbow flags allowed.
No rainbow flags. And so that's how the kids saw it. They were like, "Oh, this is an attack against the LGBTQ community."
Uh-huh.
And they didn't give any mind like, "Oh, crosses, whatever." But they were like, "This is attack against, you know, the whole gay agenda." And so... I remember the teachers were like stirring them up. They were like, what do you think about this? Do you think that's fair?" Like, and they were like, "Yeah, I don't think it's very fair either." But sometimes, you know, people in authority, they do those kind of things. It's important to speak out against that. I remember that that's what was said.
Mm-hmm.
And I also saw clips of that because, you know, kids have their phones. They can record teachers now.
No, it's true.
Yeah.
Oh, and even in the classroom, you're allowed to have your phone?
No, but people still record.
Oh, you're supposed to have your phone away?
And this is a new year, and this is a new policy this year where they're trying to limit cell phone use in the classrooms.
Okay.
That's a new policy at Pennridge. They don't want the cell phones there.
Okay.
Probably because of issues like this, because there were a lot of kids recording teachers and like recording what they were saying. Although I really don't know the true reasons. I just know that they didn't want cell phones in the classroom.
Yeah. Well, I can speak to that. I do know that, like, the policy that you just mentioned about not keeping stuff off the walls or whatever, keeping it neutral.
Sure.
That same policy is policy 321 that's being promoted at Central Bucks.
Got you.
Where the idea is that no teacher can have anything on the walls or promoted. You know, they can have the American flag and the Pennsylvania flag, but they can't have rainbow flags or anything like that. And again, there's an equal uproar.
Right.
I mean, in the last meeting, there were many teachers, parents, students that are coming forward and chastising the board and speaking out against what they, you know, even one board member said that there's no such thing as neutrality.
Wow.
You know, that would be a liberal board member said that. Said right. that you try to be neutral, but you can't. You're either for or against, you know, essentially supporting the LGBTQ culture there. That's so it's getting to be very interesting.
Yeah, it's certainly a tricky time.
Yeah. So, hey, we are actually coming up on the end of our time.
Okay.
I think it was by fast, but, you know, do you have any final words or thoughts or maybe recommendations for Christian students or Christian parents whose students are in public school?
Yes. specifically in regards to parents sending their kids to public school, be cautious. You want to know what's going on in the system.
Yeah.
It is a minefield out there. It is very hard for people. And I would say, especially towards girls, I've seen it's very hard for them to maintain a sense of, Christian values, something moral. It's very, very hard to maintain it when they're in that environment.
Why do you say specifically for girls?
That's what I've seen. I'll be honest with you. Specifically for girls, it seemed, and it's hard for guys too. Like it was hard for me.
Uh-huh.
But for girls specifically, it's, I'll tell you, it would be hard to find a girl that hasn't struggled with any sort of self-identity at a public school. It hasn't said like, well, maybe I'm just bisexual, you know? It would be very, very difficult to find one.
Okay.
But I would say it's hard probably for girls because there's a lot of, you know, girls are very like open with their feelings and together with their friends.
Maybe more socially oriented,
yes.
As far as that community and that the group of friends, there are. I would certainly agree with you that there are differences between boys and girls,
right?
And girls tend to be more interested and care for the social aspect, and they're more sensitive to other people's feelings. Their own feelings, other people's perceptions, and their own perceptions of other people. Whereas a lot of time, boys are oblivious to, or they don't care.
That's right.
About those kinds of things. They just want to play video games.
That's absolutely right. Yeah.
I mean, I know what I was like.
That's, yeah.
Ew, and I was a kid, you know, all I just wanted to do was play video games, man. I don't really care.
That
about
was pretty much what I was focused on. Yeah. I'll tell, yeah. So definitely be cautious, parents. Okay. Especially if it's a girl.
Okay.
That's definitely. And in regards to students, stay strong. And if you see a different opportunity arise where you can go to a different school, look into it. Don't be so like, oh, you know, I should stay here. You know, just look into what's best for you. Because there are a lot of good options out there.
Yeah.
Like I'm doing the whole cyber thing. That doesn't cost anything, but it's still a good way that I can maintain friendships at school while still being in a safe learning environment.
Yeah.
Aside from that, thank you for letting me talk. This has been good.
No, it's been fun. I've learned a lot.
Yeah.
I appreciate you coming on and, maybe we'll have you on again sometime as you get closer to graduating.
I'd love to
see how things change.
Thank you so much.
All right. Take care.
You as well.
Well, I hope that you enjoyed that interview. Certainly, I enjoyed it. I learned a lot. He had some very interesting stories, to say the least. Thankfully, some of them weren't as bad as I had heard rumors of, particularly the one regarding litter boxes in the bathrooms. That may or may not be the case in other schools. I don't know. If you have stories from, if you're a teacher in the schools or if you have kids in the schools and you have stories as well, please, by all means, email me at thegbgpodcast@gmail.com. Send me those stories, or I would be happy to have you come on the show and share those stories with the audience. But again, I hope that his stories got you to think about this as Christians, whether or not to send your children into that environment. Maybe they are ready for it. Maybe they can handle it, just like he seems like he was able to handle it himself, but not without some difficulty and without some hard questions to be asked and answered. Anyways, if you found this to be interesting, please share this with others. Certainly in the local Central Bucks area, this is a local podcast, although, of course, I appreciate anybody who listens, but I try to keep the focus on Pennsylvania and Bucks County topics. So, yeah, please share this with those you think might be interested in it. And anyways, thank you again for tuning in, and until next time, take care and God bless you.